Republic enemy number one in New York. Public enemy number one in Philly. Public enemy number one. Check 1, 2, goddamn, the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Saying what's up. You know, I gotta give the obligatory shout outs, man, to my motherfucking partner, man, Taylor Made from Chronic Cast, Blogspot.com, and from, or should I say, to a young dope man from HoodBoxOffice.com. What's going on, fellas? Shit, once again, 09 is motherfucking mine. Shit, so today we gonna get into the festivities. We're just gonna jump right on in. No muss, no fuss today. Was an interesting day. I went and saved some motherfucking hoes today, goddammit. That's what I do. My cape is always flapping in the wind. I know a lot of you motherfuckers probably get sick of that shit, but you know, that's the hustle, that's the grind, that's what come with what I do. And fuck you if you don't like it, man. You know, it's you know, you hear a lot of niggas flapping their gums about what I do and how they got a disdain for it and shit, but nobody really knows what goes into this hustle like I do, man. You know, what's and my partner Tony Dreamer, shit, who's getting a little bite of this action. What's up to my nigga Tony Dreamer? Today I took Jessica Rabbit to a job interview because she has no transportation. She does have a car, but the car's kind of fucked up. And not only is the car fucked up, but her, excuse me, her driver's license has been suspended due to the fact that she has so many points on her driver's license for speeding and parking tickets and all kind of shit, you know. So she can't drive. And she's spooked and she's scared to get caught driving once again. So she called me up. She said, please, can you take me to get, can you take me to this job interview? Because I really, really need it. I'm really fucked up. I'm really down on my luck. Please, Big Mike, can you help? And me being a righteous ass nigga that I am, of course, that's what I did. Picked her up and I hooked her up. And then right after that, I got a call from Sweets. Sweets is 2 months pregnant by some nigga with no transportation. And she's stranded in a fucked up part of town where anybody who knows where Mac City resides, it's a place called Northland Village. And she has no way to get out of Northland except by bus. And y'all know how it is. You can't go grocery shopping on no goddamn bus, man. You know, you can't take public transportation to the goddamn grocery store, nigga. I mean, shit. I mean, she pregnant and she got a total little baby behind her and shit. To go grocery shopping, you know, that's a hindrance. That's some shit that's really fucked up. It's not really going down and shit. So she called me. She said, Big Mike, please, I need help. My baby daddy ain't shit. He done left me stranded down here in the ghetto. Can you please come help me? Take me grocery shopping. And of course, me being the righteous ass nigga that I am, guess what I did? Yes, I got in my car right after I got done with Jessica Rabbit. And consequently, Jessica Rabbit did get that job. And she probably wouldn't have got it if it wasn't for me. All right, but right after I went ahead and hooked her on up with the wheels, I went ahead and did the same thing for Sweets, man. Sweets, goddamn. Of course, yeah, hey, I can't even front, man. I get a little something out of it, get a little kickback. You know, she got food stamps, had about $500 in payees. And of course, yeah, fuck it, nigga. Yeah, I get a little something out of that, too. So I took her to the grocery store. She got motherfucking like $250 worth of groceries, and I got like maybe $100, you know. And that really wasn't by design. I just, you know, I mean, I was just coming along at the right time, and she said, baby, if you want, you can get as much groceries as you want. I'm like, well, fuck it then, you know, hell, shit, whatever. And I got me $100 worth of groceries just for the GP. Every now and then you gotta do that shit so a bitch respect you. Can't let them always get away with a freebie, some free shit. You know, every now and then you gotta dig in their pockets. Every now and then you gotta take something from them so that, you know, so they respect you and shit, man. So what are you getting at, man? What's all this shit about? You know, we always hear you talking ad nauseum about you giving bitches money, you giving bitches rides, you helping bitches, you just doing all kinds of slick ass shit, you know what I mean? Man, we tired of you goddamn stroking these hoes' egos, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? How's that some Mac shit, Mac? Thought you was a Mac. Ain't it supposed to be the other way around? Ain't the bitches supposed to be catering to you? You know what I mean? And I think that a lot of y'all niggas got these fucked up ass ideas in your head from Hollywood, man. You know, y'all don't really know what the pimp Mac whole player game is all about, because I think y'all confusing Mackin with being a player. I think y'all really confusing that shit, man. I think y'all motherfuckers really don't understand that there's actual work that goes into macking. There's actual work that goes into pimping. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and show and prove on that shit in a minute, man. Because, like I said, I think y'all been indoctrinated by Hollywood. And, I mean, if anybody takes any sort of business class, nigga, it takes money to fucking make money. Y'all dig that? It takes money to goddamn make money. And also, you got to think of the old, the axiom or the golden rule. Whatever you put into a thing is exactly what the fuck you gonna get out of it. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers running around this shit thinking that everything happens by osmosis. You know, this shit just happens. Nah, nigga, you gotta put some work in, man, to make shit happen. If you want females to act right, you want females to act accordingly to your mandate, nigga, you gotta goddamn put some work in. Alright? Bitches ain't sticking around just for their goddamn health. Every pimp know that a bitch is not gonna stay there forever. She gonna join the team, she gonna get in the stable, she gonna handle her biz, but she ain't gonna be there forever, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? She goddamn gonna latch on to the coattails of some nigga that she believes is gonna take him somewhere. You know what I mean? And then once she goddamn, you know, she gets fed up with whatever the fuck is going on and shit, maybe she gets a disillusion or whatever, she goddamn, she gonna break camp, nigga. You know what I mean? So, if the Fat Mac loses bitches, you know, it ain't no big deal. It ain't no big thing. It ain't no mark on my character because pimps go through it all the time, man. You feel what I'm saying? Shit, so I tell you what, I'm gonna take me a little break. I'm gonna break this shit down because, like I said, y'all confusing the characters, man, that's in the game. You're confusing the characters in the game. I'm gonna go ahead and break that shit down. I'll be back.
Alive. We could fuck until the dawn, making love till cherries gone. Erotic City, can't you?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another installment of the Tricky Simpkins Show. And today, we have a very special treat for you. We have a baby daddy on the hotline. Better yet, he's not on the hotline. I've just been informed he's come down to the studio and he'd like to talk to me about a individual who we all know oh so well. He goes by the name of the Fat Mac 3XL. And we would like to know, what is the beef going on between the baby daddy and the notorious one that you all know, you all love, you all adore, Fat Mac 3XL. Once again, this is the Tricky Simpkins Show, and I am your host, Tricky Simpkins. But before we get on with the festivities, we would like to basically inspire everyone with his taste of old school nostalgia. Be back in a minute. Like that was rather old school,
That really soothed my mind. I love the old school. Okay, without further ado, we're going to speak to a baby daddy. Okay, so, Mr. Baby Daddy, what is your name, Mr. Baby Daddy?
Shit, yeah, my name is Raheem Salam, nigga.
Raheem Salam.
Yeah, nigga, Raheem Salam, nigga. When I find that motherfucking, that Fat Mac motherfucking nigga, it's on, know what I'm saying? It's on these streets, know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
I'm afraid I really don't know what you're saying, Mr. Raheem. Could you please get to the point? Why are you here on the Tricky Simpkins show? Are you a trick? Are you a simp? Do you have a bone to pick? Is there something that you'd like to say about the Fat Mac, the almighty 3XL? Is there?
Yeah, man, I'm here because this motherfucker, man, you know what I'm saying? I went to motherfucking club and shit, you know what I'm saying? And, my girl was at home, and she told me she was gonna be at home, you know what I'm saying? And, basically, I called her, and she was on the phone, and she was making me think that she was actually at home. But later on, I find out through a couple of my homies and shit, they said they seen that bitch at the Hotel 6 with some fat motherfucker, man.
So, you're mad at the almighty Fat Mac, the 3XL, because your girl was allegedly creeping with the Fat Macster at a hotel? Is this correct, my friend?
Man, motherfucker, what I just say, motherfucker? I'm trying to tell you, man. I was at the club, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing my thing. Doing my thug thizzle, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to my bitch on the phone. Bitch say she was at home, man. You know what I mean? But I'm hearing that my niggas and shit, man, say that she was at the hotel with some fat nigga, man. And these motherfuckers said it's this nigga named Fat Mac or some shit. Got this motherfucking website or some shit. And I'm just saying, man, hey, when I find this motherfucking song, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because you just ain't going to be up, you know, fucking stick a dick on my bitch, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Without me, man, fuck that, nigga. It's on site, you know what I'm saying?
So, it would appear that you do not have a player bone in your body. Why, Mr. Raheem, would you be mad at the Fat Mac when he doesn't even know you? He's just doing his thug thizzle, and he's getting his hustle on, and he's just banging hood chicks, my friend. And your girl evidently needed the money. She obviously had no sort of income. Maybe you should have been bringing in more money, and she would not have to resort through, cyber hoeing. What do you think, Mr. Raheem?
Man, you know what I'm saying? You get a little personal, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, I be doing what I can, man. I got a record, you know what I mean? I'm a felon, man. But ain't nobody gonna hire me, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I be out here getting my grind on, man, trying to get motherfuckers to hire me. What about hire me, man? But I don't give my bitch no motherfucking excuse to go out there, do no motherfucking shit like that. Know what I mean? Shit, I mean, hey, I'm doing the best I can, motherfucker. But when I see this Fat Mac nigga, it's on site, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Tricky, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I would have to disagree with you on this one, my friend. I like to refer to the old adage, never check the pimp, always check the hoe. And it would appear that you're trying to check the pimp. The Fat Mac does not know you. He has no, it's just no disrespect involved in this situation, my friend. I could see if he knew you. I could see if he shook your hand and looked you in the eye on a regular basis, and then fucked your girl and put it on videotape. Then, my friend, you may have a gripe. But, as I see it, he's just getting his fuck thizzle on, as you so eloquently put it a while ago. So, why don't you check the hoe? Why don't you check the baby mama, Mr. Raheem?
Man, fuck that shit, man. Fuck that, man. You trying to make excuse for this motherfucker, man. But I'm telling you, when I see this nigga, it's on site, motherfucker. You know what I mean? So, hey, Mac, Fat Mac, where the fuck you is, nigga? I know what kind of car you drive, motherfucker, because I see that shit on the motherfucking internet. I know what kind of truck you drive, too, motherfucker. So, hey, I'm trying to tell you, nigga, it's on site, man. Hey, I heard what you did with my bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you ain't going to be just sticking your dick in my bitch mouth, this and that bitch home to me, motherfucker. Hey, it's on site, nigga. Hey, on everything I love, son. You know what I'm saying? Hey, when I see you, motherfucker, hey, you gonna wish you never ever seen my bitch, motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, there you have it. we have a nation full of non-players. Everyone's mad at the pimp. No one's mad at the hoe. No one holds the hoe accountable. The hoe does what she needs to do to make ends meet. She has sorry baby daddies.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, Tricky, watch your motherfucking mouth, son. You know what I'm saying? You could be the first to get this motherfucking bullet. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man. Hey, I got a felony, man. I can't get no motherfucking job. Ain't nobody gonna hire me. The white man trying to keep me down. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay, man. Hey, it's on sight once I see that motherfucker. And you gotta watch your back too, Tricky motherfucker. Because I don't appreciate your motherfucking tone, nigga.
Like I was saying, yes, we have a nation of sorry-ass baby daddies out here not taking care of their business, leaving their women out there hungry, starving, cold. The children have no Pampers, no milk, no Similac, and the woman resorts to doing what she knows how to do best to make ends meet, to feed and clothe her and her children. And all of a sudden, we have hysterical baby daddies mad because she made the money the best way she knew how. Now, all of a sudden, there seems to be a problem. Even though the baby daddy refuses to get up and do anything to help the baby mama and the children out of their situation.
Once again, the Fat Mac back in this bitch, man. I'm back up in this bitch. Okay, now where was I, man? Like I said, y'all getting the whole character thing mixed up, man. But so who am I? What am I? What am I about, man? I'm kind of like a hybrid, man. Player and Mac, man. Of course, I'm going to use the title Mac more so than player, because I'm more so about the money than the pussy and shit. A player is all about the pussy, and Mac is about the goddamn money. Alright, now I just happen to be the type of motherfucker that I can get my money and my pussy at the same time. You know, just due to my hustle. Just the whole dynamics of the hustle allows me to get the pussy and the money all at the same goddamn time and shit. Alright, so, shit, I think you motherfuckers, y'all just, you know, when you see me doing shit like, you know, taking a bitch to the grocery store, taking them, you know, job hunting, taking them apartment hunting, taking them doing all this kind of shit, y'all seem, you know, to put that in a trick bag, you know, because you see me doing for the broad and the broad is not doing for me, so you say, right? But you forgetting, man, that these females, they putting in work, it's because of them I'm making this goddamn money, man. It's because of them my pockets is goddamn fat, nigga. You know what I mean? I mean, you wouldn't goddamn be accosting no pimp with this bullshit. You know what I mean? A motherfucker that got a bitch on a holster, would you? He get money out of a bitch's ass daily, right? And he does the exact same shit I do. And you don't understand that, do you? You don't really comprehend that shit. Okay, let me see. What does a pimp provide? All right. And we gonna, I mean, like I said, we got the pimp, the Mac, and the player. But we gonna go to the top of the game. We gonna go to the pimp, right? And I'm just gonna get y'all to see the error of your ways, okay? A pimp who is worth his weight in gold, he provides food, clothing, shelter, medical, and legal expenses for his females, for his workers. So they claim. A real so-called true bona fide pimp don't share not goddamn dime with his bitches. None. He manages the money and he doles it out as he sees fit. He takes care of the food, the clothing, the shelter, the medical, the legal expenses. Okay? Now, why is motherfuckers all up in arms when they see me taking a bitch to get something to eat? Or me going somewhere and buying a bitch some clothes. Or me trying to help a bitch get her Section 8 right. Or me taking a female to the, you know, family with the medical center and shit because she's pregnant and, you know, she need help. She got to get her crotch checked. You know what I mean? You know, what's the gynecologist and all that kind of shit. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, now the pimp would do it, but most of y'all motherfuckers probably don't even know pimps do that kind of shit. A pimp gotta take care of his female
because his females basically was bringing him that goddamn money. He gotta make sure his females is happy, they healthy, and they fed. Well, y'all didn't know that motherfuckers did that shit. Y'all didn't know pimping was like that. So, I mean, y'all think this shit is just easy? Motherfucker, no, it ain't easy. Pimp put in goddamn work, man. Pimps put in work on that shit. They goddamn, they taking care of all that. See, that's the headache that comes in with the pimping. And I want Max City to be as close to the pimping as possible. So, that's why I do what I do. Because I want these females to be in my life so I can study and examine the whole shebang, man. In order for them to stick around, they got to stick around for something. And why do they stick around, man? They stick around because there's one nigga that actually care. And this ain't no shtick, nigga. I actually do care about these females I'm fucking with, man. I know what you're saying, man. We don't love them hoes. Well, Big Mike love his hoes, nigga. Yes, I do. Big Mike love his hoes. And ain't no shame in that shit. So, yes, I will try my best to provide food, clothing, shelter, medical, and maybe even legal expenses and shit. The main difference between what a pimp would do and what I would do, right, is the pimp takes all the money and he doles it out as he sees fit and he manages it. And like I said, most pimps who say they're true bona fide pimps claim that they do not share the money. They do not give the female money. Of course, that's a lie. You know, they gotta give a bitch some money and shit. Otherwise, it would be too much of a goddamn headache to always be running up on a bitch and trying to do shit for her because you got all the goddamn money. It's much easier if you do it how I do it. You give the female the money and she can goddamn use it as she sees fit. Case in point, you got a female out on the whole stroll somewhere out that's not really accessible. As far as, let's say, maybe on this whole stroll, there's no eating establishments, right? And you, a bitch is out there maybe 12 hours putting in work. Now, what does the pimp do, okay? Because the bitch gonna get hungry, right? So what do you gotta do? Does a pimp just get in his ride, go to McDonald's, get the food, and bring it back to the bitch? Or, I mean, does he just give her the money and she don't have no way to get back and forth from the stroll to the eating establishment, right? You know, if it's way out the way, if the nearest McDonald's is a mile away. So what did the pimp do? I guess the pimp gotta go, get in his car, go get the bitch some food and bring it back. Now, is he a simp? Is he a sucker for doing that shit? Huh? Well, no, I guess not. And you're probably saying, nigga, that's apples and oranges because the bitch don't have no way to go get the food. Well, goddamn, nigga, that's the same way with me and these bitches. They ain't got no transportation. But no, you're saying, but see, they was on the job. They was working, see, they was actually putting in work, and they was goddamn providing the pimp with the money and all this kind of shit. So, yeah, it's incumbent upon the pimp to basically make sure that they can go out and get that money and not be bothered with trying to go out and get nothing and all this. Nigga, we dealing with semantics, man. That's all we dealing with. The same females I fuck with, they don't have access to transportation. They don't have anyone to call on to go get shit but walk sometimes. And granted, they may not be working for me at that particular moment when they need some food. But nigga, shit. I got motherfucking hundreds of goddamn hours of videos of the same bitches putting in work day in and day out and shit. So for me, it's a 24-hour job. They on the job 24 hours, man, because I'm telling their story. And as long as I'm within arm's reach of them and shit, as long as I can see them, then they putting in work for me because I'm telling their story. And that's the least I can do is go get them a goddamn cheeseburger, motherfucker, if I'm going to tell the story of their lives. And I'm going to get paid off that. You understand what I'm saying? So, no, it ain't no sucker shit. It ain't no soft shit. It ain't no simp shit. It's just called being a decent fucking human being, man. I'm making money hands over fists off these females' lives, man. I'm telling their lives. I'm documenting it. You feel me? And it would just be a goddamn shame for me to go around this bitch capitalizing off of it, making money off of it, and I didn't share it with them. I didn't share the money with them, excuse me and shit. So yes, anytime that they need help, anytime they need money, anytime they need assistance, they can get that. Because they're perpetually making me money 24/7. You understand what I'm saying? So that means I'm at their beck and call for the most part if they acting right 24/7. I feel I owe them that. I got a different take on this hustle than most niggas do. You understand that shit? So like I said, man, we dealing with semantics. We dealing with a lot of intellectual dishonesty here. We got motherfuckers saying, ah, man, you know, that's simpish, y'all, man. That's trickish, man. You jumping up doing what these hoes want you to do and all this kind of shit. I'm like, nigga, the same shit that you harping on me about a pimp does. There ain't no motherfucker. Well, the only main difference is how the motherfucking pimp is getting the goddamn money. Setting the bitch out on the whole stroll, and these bitches going out fucking and sucking in real life and bringing the goddamn money back to him, and he manages it and he doles it out, you know, as he sees fit. I don't do that. I basically get them motherfucking females out there in cyberspace getting money, right? I get it. It comes directly to me. All right, and then I basically give it to them so that they can basically manage their lives for the most part. All right, and then I just basically come along when they need assistance in other areas. That's all it is, man. That's all it is. A good pimp takes care of his hoes. Once again, the whole concept of goods and services. I bet you didn't know that a pimp is in the goods and services realm also. Yes, he is. He's in the he provides a service for these motherfucking females, man. Yes, he does, and so do I. Peace and security is what I provide. And nigga, do you think I'm lying? Do you think that these motherfucking females stick around for years and years just for the fuck of it? No, you gotta be doing something right, man. You gotta be providing something for these females to wanna stick around and stay. And the main thing that makes a woman stick around, nigga, is security. To feel secure. And that's what a pimp is supposed to provide. That's what a Mac is supposed to provide. Alright? Shit. Well, I don't know, man. Maybe y'all motherfuckers not really hearing this, man. Maybe y'all not understanding this. Maybe, like I said, nigga, you can't compare yourself to no pimp. Nigga, you ain't pimping. Well, like I said, man, to each his own, nigga. To each his own. Shit. My mind is on my money. My money's on my mind, motherfucker. And I'm getting mines. Shit. But at the same time, I'm also taking care of them females that put in work for me, just like a pimp would. Shit. Any real motherfucking pimp that got a lick of goddamn sense knows he gotta take care of his fucking broads, man. You gotta take care of your broads, nigga. I dare any motherfucking pimp out there to say, nah, nigga, we don't love them hoes. We ain't taking, nigga, yeah, you taking care of them bitches, nigga. You shelling out money just like them tricks. You gotta take care of your bitch, nigga. You gotta feed your bitch. You gotta clothe your bitch. You gotta motherfucking make sure that your bitch got a shelter over her head. You gotta make sure that she disease free. All that kind of shit. But if the average nigga would do some shit like that, of course he would be considered a trick. You understand what I'm saying? He would consider just an outright, a flat out motherfucking trick. And of course the difference would be, the pimp can do that because the bitch works for him and brings him back the goddamn money. You see what I'm saying? A trick, of course, he's using his own money to basically buy food, clothing, and shelter. All right? So, no, you can't put the Mac in that category either because the money that I'm making because of them, nigga. Y'all motherfuckers ain't joining this site to see me. At least I hope you not. You better not join this motherfucker to see me, goddammit. But, yeah, basically, I'm using the same money, you know what I'm saying, that them broads bring in. To take care of them. I'm managing the money to make sure that they stay afloat and they still alive so that they can do another video next month. So do y'all understand that shit? You know, so we need to get over this intellectual dishonesty, man, about motherfuckers thinking a nigga soft because, you know, he ran, he picked the bitch up, make sure that the bitch getting, you know, didn't starve to death, or, you know, she was in the middle of a fucking snowstorm, and I go pick the bitch up. Nigga, you soft, you saving hoes. Man, pimps save hoes too, motherfucker. That's the whole concept of a pimp. A pimp is managing bitches. A pimp is making sure that the bitch works in a safe environment, so, you know, so they supposed to do and shit. Of course, you got a lot of niggas out there mispimping, and it gives less than a fuck about they bitches, and them niggas don't stay in business long either. Yeah, them bitches come and go, man. Come and go. So, like I said, if anybody got a problem with how I run shit and how I get down, even the most so-called notorious pimps lose bitches, nigga. They lose bitches. So, what I'm saying is, you can't come down on me for a motherfucking thing, man, when you got the so-called most awesome, goddamn, dynamic, notorious pimps that ever walked the fucking planet couldn't keep a bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Even the most dynamic, most prolific pimps lose bitches. You understand that? So yeah, man, y'all motherfuckers can't say a goddamn thing to me and shit. I mean, if I was really a bona fide pimp in a real pimp world, shit, if I could translate this shit into that, I think I'd be doing pretty good, because shit, most of my bitches, I mean, I've been doing this shit for like 6 years and they still in the stable and they still on the team, motherfucker. You feel me? They still calling me, still wanting to fuck with me. Still wanting to be on the team. Still want to be in the stable, motherfucker. So, nigga, fuck you. Whoever you might be who don't understand the dynamics of this game. Shit. So, yeah, I'm going to keep picking up my bitches. Going to keep taking them job hunting. Going to keep taking them to go look for shelter. I'm going to keep feeding them. I'm going to keep taking them to the emergency medical room when they get their ass kicked by their nigga. Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. Because that's what a righteous nigga supposed to do. And it's not even about the money, nigga. It's not even about trying to keep them alive so they can do the next video. What it's about is just looking out for some friends, man. Oh, nigga, now they your friends? Yeah, nigga. They my friends, man. They my babies, nigga. And I'm going to look out. So, nigga, say what the fuck you want. You see what I'm saying? Think what the fuck you want. But I'm gonna let you know this, man, for real. Karma's a motherfucker. Yeah. And most niggas out there in the streets know, yeah, what come around, come around. The worm will turn, motherfucker. So, what I suggest y'all niggas to do, if you a street nigga or you just an average square motherfucker, whatever, shit, understand that in this game, in this street game, you really, really need to check yourself, man, when it come to fucking over people, man. Y'all really need to watch that shit, because there's gonna come a day, man. It's gonna come a day. And I think, what is that phrase I once heard, man? I think it goes a little something like this. Where mercy is shown, mercy is given. See what I'm saying? Or is it the obverse? When mercy is given, mercy is shown. Basically, in these streets, that's been repeated numerous times with me in many situations. Just because I was a righteous nigga and I showed passion and concern for other motherfuckers, man, that's got me out of a lot of shit. Just because the female or the nigga that I knew and shit, they was just like, man, that's Big Mike. That's a righteous ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't want shit to happen to me. So they give me the lowdown to put a bug in my ear about whatever fuckery that's coming around the block. You feel me? So, okay. All right, fuck it, nigga. You know, that's neither here or there, here or there. You know, that's basically it. Just want to put a bug in y'all ear about this whole pimp Mac player game. Nigga, I'm not a player. I'm not in this for the pussy, okay? So the same rules that apply to you when you go out and you try and get your pussy and shit. Yeah, you may not want to go out and buy a bitch a cheeseburger or help a chauffeur a bitch around the city to help her find, you know, some shelter, or, you know, take her to the clothing store so she can get her baby some clothes or whatever. Of course not, nigga. You a player. You bought this shit, you know, just to get the pussy. As soon as you hit the bitch pussy, you in the wind, and nigga, fuck it. That's just what it is. You don't have shit else to do with the bitch, but I'm in this motherfucker for the money. Okay, like I said, it take money to make money. And when I pick up these females and I do all of that kind of shit, I'm investing in shit. Alright? I'm basically invested in these females, man, because I know that they are my product. You understand? You gotta take care of your product, man. Shit. Well, what else I got to say on this? What else I got to say on this?
Faster than a bowl of chitlin. Able to leap a slum with a single bound.
Look up in the sky!
It's a crow, it's a bat. No, it's Super Nigger! Bitch.
except lucky.
About it, man. That's the Fat Mac, the almighty motherfucker 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Man, want to send shout out to all my players, DKG, the Knowledge Gangster. What's up to my nigga Tony Dreamer? What's up to Akbar Slim? What's up to that nigga Curly Murdoch? What's up to my nigga Omar? Shit, who else I got, man? What's up to that nigga Side Trick John? Shit, that's right, baby. Fuck, 09 is mine, baby, and we out.